Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting a tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a ramble cast with you.
I really
and outside snow is falling, the Patriots lost. Woohoo! Come on, it's lovely weather for a ramble cast with you.
F you!
Chris messed me up.
Yeah, can we just say, yeah, I'm sorry, Patriots fans, the way you lost. It's a terrible way to lose, but boo fucking who. I mean, try being a Charger fan for 50-plus years, and that was something that happened two or three times a season. All right, and there were no Lombardis to go, oh, it's okay, I feel better now. I feel better. Oh, we lost a terrible way.
I warned you, Chris. I warned you, Chris.
I can't handle it.
Not I said so. there was my, if you
my
wanted
whole, my whole Twitter feed.
Chris, I think you're muted, buddy.
It looks like he's shaking.
Anyway,
right in the corner.
Anyway, Patriots fans, I feel your pain.
I think Jack muted him.
In fact, the worst thing is I lost my team, so fuck off. Stop playing.
I did.
No, Chris still can't
hear it. Just want to say, since Chris can't talk, he did want to have a shorter show tonight, and I told him there's a few things that he cannot bring up.
I didn't.
Jack.
Well, he didn't bring it up, but.
Well, okay.
Hey, so there you go. It's been four. Wait, are we in an explicit feed?
Yes.
Four fucking days. And I had just actually finally forgotten about the fucking travesty that was Sunday. Thanks, assholes, for bringing it back up.
Hey, you know what? Gronkowski should move to defense. Dude has some quickness.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Why was he out there? Why was he? He can't move. Why is he out there?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't either. But I didn't realize Moses played for the Dolphins. He's just part of the defense.
The second he made that turn, I was like, oh my god. I forgot who posted it on the Patrons group, but someone posted one of those reaction videos of this old guy in Boston.
Yeah.
And this is Boston in however many years, I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And that is so fucking true.
Yeah. It was good, though. That was a really good video.
Again.
So I was actually, I watched 90% of that game, and then we had to go to my in-laws for Hanukkah dinner, actually. In my family, we celebrate Christmica. We get the best of both worlds. Nice. We do Hanukkah and Christmas. And I was listening to the game on my way up to my in-laws.
Oh, even
and
better.
Here in this area, in this region, the was Scott Zolak, who was the backup quarterback to Drew Bledsoe back in the day. He's actually the color commentator for the local regional radio for the play-by-play. And he is known for being like bombastic and just loud and everything.
Someone from Boston being bombastic.
Yeah, exactly.
And loud?
Ironically, I actually ran into him at a barbecue joint in Tennessee when I was down there because he was there for the game as well. But anyways, he was like beside himself, and you could tell that he was doing everything he could to not curse on the air. Like, he was trying so hard, and it was a terrible call. And I'm driving. I'm nearly driving myself off the road into a tree after listening to that call. But anyways, I digress. Terrible way to lose. You always find a way to do it with Miami in Florida. So I don't get it.
I sent a message to Miami Mike. He used to be our host with Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. And I said, hey, did you draw up that last play? He goes, no. And he sent a picture from the beach. He goes, you know, that's just Belichick's way, though, of letting the Dolphins think they have a chance every year.
Yeah.
So they keep the same crappy coach.
Here's a nibble.
Yeah.
Here's a nibble.
So they keep the same crappy coach, and then they keep the same coach, and they keep losing. But
yeah.
Anyway, I like Belichick. I like Belichick. Did anybody die? All right, move on. Next question.
We're on Cincinnati.
Yeah, move on. Matt.
And I suggest you do the same before I get pissed.
It's actually Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we're on a Pittsburgh. Yeah, anywho, crazy week, yeah.
Yeah.
And for anybody else?
Yeah, just. Crazy.
Crazy town. I'm about to destroy my bathroom. Oh, not nice. Because I had lots of Mexican, but because I actually want a new shower. So I think I'll buy a fucking bathtub this
time. Hey, we have an email about showers.
I think you
should. Oh, do you?
You should go balls out, man. Just have a walk-in shower, you know?
Well, yeah, I like to.
With one of those giant rain.
I'd
like to. However, I will be having an addition to the family, which will need a bathtub.
Oh, right.
But I do have a bathroom downstairs here in the basement where it is a walk-in shower. And it's currently like a shower stall setup. So like I might down the road when I have time and money, which I don't know whenever we'll have that, redo the one down here and have it be a little bit more of a luxurious bathroom.
I got kind of pissed at my parents when I graduated high school. They never spent a dime ever until after I turned 18 and was out of the house. And then
hold on a second. Are they obligated to spend a dime on your bathroom?
I'm just saying, it's like, why then to choose to upgrade your home after the kids?
You know what? Kids are out of the house. You have a little more cash.
Exactly.
But we never had a swimming pool. They put a swimming pool in after I graduate. You know, they put in walk-in showers with like seats and stuff all in the house. I'm like, what the hell?
Nick, when did you become a Patriots fan?
I've never been a Patriots fan.
Speaking of the house stuff, Sherry from the patron group asked me to give an update on what the hell happened with the legal matters of the sale of my last house.
Oh yeah.
So I'll just give a quick update on that. So what's crazy is the week leading up to the sale of my house, before all the bullshit happened with the extended closing dates and the whole nine. There was actually a huge moment where we almost lost the sale to our old house. And this entire process, I was keeping my pregnant wife out of the whole thing. She had no idea what the hell was going on. I was kind of like sheltering her from stress.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. It did a wonder on me. But so I sheltered her from the whole story. But the people who bought my old home, all of a sudden, the last minute, started flaking out about the driveway again, when it was already all settled. And so we were going back and forth, and we almost lost the sale. So before the fiasco of the delayed closing and whatnot, I ended up having to come to a concession in giving them a $1,000 closing credit towards the potential, if they wanted to build a driveway elsewhere on the property, which is one of those concessions I just had to make. Unfortunately,
they did that on purpose. I mean, they were.
I know. It sucks, and it really pissed me off because not only did I have to drop $1,000 on a closing cost credit, but then I ended up having to double my moving costs because of all their bullshit. So, if you guys happen to be listeners of the show, fuck you. there you go. So, anyways, yeah, that's it. It's all said and done. That's all in the past now. And the way I look at it is, what's $1,000 over 30 years?
Yeah,
not much.
Exactly.
Nothing. So, that's the update for you.
It's just a principle thing.
Really pissed me off, to be honest with you, but I'm done with it. I'm not worried about it. Now I'm on to bigger and better things by dropping even more cash on redoing my bathroom. So I went and bought a tub, new shower fixtures. I'm ordering tile tonight, doing the whole thing. It's expensive owning a home and making it the way you want. But,
oh yeah, it is.
Because you know, it's funny. Like when you do a home inspection or even a tour of an open house, I guess my only thing is, make sure you step inside the tub. I didn't do that, and not that there's anything devastatingly bad with a tub. But it's just an old shower, an old tub. I believe it might be the original one when the house was built in 1980.
So
the tub has now has the center point where it just dips down. So it's just like sinking down. Right. What happens is the water pools in the center until you actually until it finally makes its way down. It actually is much better when you're not standing in it, because it can actually go down to the drain. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, oh, shit. My first shower in the new house. I was like, fuck. I got to fix my tub.
You know what? Chris, you should just wait till the kids move out.
I know, right? So I've been showering downstairs in my fairly spacious, like, stall shower, which is nice. But that's my homeowner stories for the week. But it's fun, you know, actually designing things and doing things you want it the way you want to do it. But it's freaking expensive.
Oh god!
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least if you do, are you doing the work yourself? Or are you?
No, I'm hiring my buddy who's actually a contractor. So I'm getting the old friends and family hourly rate for him and
That's not bad.
It is amazing what you can do with money. Friends of mine. I mean, like, I mean, to a home. Like, I've never had it, so I don't understand. But like, my oldest friend bought a house that I thought was a shithole. You know, like, I remember looking at it going, like, you're gonna buy that? You know, and it was built in the 60s, and all the rooms were really small. And they came in with a sledgehammer, like, after the day they took possession of it, and just busted down almost all those walls, opened up that house, you know. And I was like, holy cow. Like, you look at it now, and I don't think they paid more than, like, $120,000, $130,000 for it. And it's easily, like, a $500,000 home now.
I hope they played Pink Floyd while they did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Am I the only one that got that joke? Okay.
Okay. I've been working on our attic, so that has been my ongoing plight. So,
well, I think I said last week too that you can update. I think when Chris, you said your home's in the 80s, I go, yeah, you can update it, but by the time you update it, it's outdated already. So,
yeah, was it here? It was there when I was talking about that. Like, people, I saw so many homes, you know, 15 years ago, where people were putting in old iPod docks and stuff. Yeah, we were talking about intercom systems, sure, and all that. Yeah, it's just like, wow, it's like, you think it's really cool to put that iPod dock in every room, and then you're like, the hell's an iPod?
Yeah, right. So my next project I'm thinking about doing is putting solar panels on the roof.
That's a good that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I mean, right now it's not really a hefty investment. It's pretty much no money down. And it keeps the electric bill relatively the same. If you combine what you'll pay in your payback loan plus your electric consumption, relatively the same over a span of X amount of years until you pay it off. Or you can drop, you know, 11 to 12 grand up front with at least, I don't know how it is, it's federal or it's state, but in Massachusetts, there's a ton of solar credits you can get. So I think the out-of-pocket cost to actually put them on your roof and own them without financing is between $10,000 and $12,000.
Yeah, if you do the work yourself, too. I had it all planned out for what I think I told you before I lost my job. We're going all green. We lost your job. I was going to do all the panels, put the panels up, all the piping, and a friend of mine was going to wire it to the house.
I don't trust myself to do that shit. I would probably fucking either fall off the roof or die.
Well, I have a heart. Well, I wasn't doing the electrical part. I was just hooking up the panels and connecting them.
I'd love to get one of those, like, Tesla home batteries. You know, those big batteries.
Yeah,
you mount
that's what you need to get. Because, like, I was listening to one podcast. That's what I was going to bring up. Like, California last week, or week before last, just passed a law that every new home now in California has to have solar panels on the roof.
Really?
Yeah. Which can be a good thing. It is a good thing, but I was curious, though, because I know that the people I know have talked to who have solar panels is that unless you have the Tesla system, like if you just got them to somewhere else, you're still connected to the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't go fully self-sufficient.
Right.
And so you still get charged a bill, which is weird because if you're being self-sufficient, why are you getting a bill? But if you do have the Tesla stuff, it's the only system that you can completely, like, cut it off.
Yep. Yeah.
But you can't you can't sell it back, though, can you?
No.
No.
Yeah, and that's the difference. I think you have the ability to sell electricity back to the grid.
Some states you won't even be able to go zero or get a credit back. So
right. In doing so, you're subjected to federal and state tax credits and purchase credits for the equipment as well. So there's a handoff. I mean, one way is saying stick it to the utilities companies by being completely self-sufficient. The other is being green and providing electricity back to the grid, which if you ask me, if you look at the bigger picture, you know, the self-sufficiency with like a Tesla system, yeah, it's awesome because you're doing your part to say, fuck you. But when you're selling
unless you guys work, any of our listeners listen, or work for the power company, we're not talking about you.
But the thing is, though, like what is more accessible to the average American and the average, and I guess I'm pooling the people who would be qualifying for a solar, is that what's more accessible is the non-Tesla version. And by having more people be a part of that, you're actually doing better for the environment by selling much more solar credits back to the grid. Mm-hmm. So it's a toss up. You know, if you can reduce your electric bill to $20 a month, that's awesome.
Oh, and yeah.
That's typically what you can expect between, you know, I've been doing a lot of calculations. So I have like a 2,000 square foot home. That's how they actually, that's how they rate your power consumption. And the average 2,000 square foot home has an electric bill of $120 to $130 a month. But if you reduce that down by $100 or, you know, $90, you're looking at $20 to $30 a month as your electric consumption. That's awesome because you're selling back all those credits to the grid that can be then used. That's not being, that's less electricity is being farmed from oil or coal or whichever.
Natural gas. That's the other one.
Natural gas. Yeah.
I have it. I have natural gas.
We know you too.
Jack. Yeah.
Well, no, me personally, we don't have it in our house. So. I'm kidding.
Wait, you have propane or oil or do you actually have?
We have gas for our heat, and everything else is electric. Even though my wife to this day will say, "Oh no," I go, "No, the air conditioner is not gas. It's not gas. The only thing that gas is the heater."
Right.
Wow.
Because one year we were paying like $20 a month in taxes on the gas. I said we only use the heater 3 months out of the year.
Yeah. Right.
Fuck that. Let's just see if we can go, because all the kids were in college and stuff like that. Let's just use space heaters and say fuck it. And so we canceled it because I was tired of paying $20 a month in taxes for something I wasn't using.
Mm-hmm.
And so then my dad came out, and it just like we just had snow this past weekend, and my dad came out about the same time of year this was, and it just dropped to like 20 degrees. The house was freezing, and I'm like going, "Oh my God." And we couldn't get the heat back on. The cast are like, "No, fuck you." So anyway, it was always a long running joke when he was around. He would say, you know, "Oh, you know, the heat and stuff." But anyway, so we just pay the taxes every month. Shut the fuck up. I mean, you just can't, I mean, like seriously, we only, but what I always told my wife, I said, "All right, if the bill's $20 a month, pay $40 a month. That way, when the winter comes, you're not getting that $200 bill. You're getting, you know, whatever it is." So
yeah, I'm on a budget plan here. So they take the average consumption of the past, like what, you know, 36 months or whatever, and they figure it out.
So anyway,
still a lot of money, no matter how you look at it. But I'll tell you, gas is far better than stupid heating oil.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it is. So Matt, can you explain something real quick? Go back to sports. How come your Colts can beat Houston, but they can't beat Jacksonville? They can't even score against Jacksonville.
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on there. So
any given Sunday, you can lose.
Yeah, although it was really cool to see how they beat against the Houston Texans, because they basically beat them on a penalty. Luck got them on a you know, offsides penalty.
Which
was awesome. So it was kind of like, take that. Didn't win it on brawn or brute strength.
Well, Houston
won it on
Houston might have lost on a penalty, but they didn't lose the way New England lost.
No, they didn't. They didn't fuck it up in zero seconds. So I mean that takes true Puerto class. Rico. So, but. All right, I think I have this one done. This one is colored in. I know we have a lot of like people that have emailed in.
We had a retweet. We had I forgot to mention. I'm glad we talked about this. Jack, don't forget. LOL. Okay. Were you just now reminding me? Okay, thanks.
I was literally typing that as I'm like, oh, all right, he's got it. Never
mind. Last week before the show was released, I guess the show that was released was from like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It had a lot of downloads, but then people started realizing, hey, it's the wrong show. The corrected one was put up the next day. But I don't think, looking at the total, I don't think a lot of people saw it or noticed it was a new show. They probably said, oh, it's just an old show. So if you're listening now, you need to go back and listen to Salty AF. That was the title of the episode. And you'll help our downloads if you keep our average up, if you go back and listen.
It's a damn good episode, too.
Yeah, I thought it was a funny episode.
It was fun to record. So, and if you didn't listen to that, then you'll have no idea what we're talking about when we get into the verses, because we have the results of that. I just wanted to say that I've been working hard to make some artwork for some listeners. I don't know if I'll be able to give a piece of artwork out to every listener.
Yeah, we're gonna have to figure out something because.
But I, you know, because usually I just do one a night or sometimes two. So I know I still have a Salty Santa, which he's given the angry eyes. I don't know what I did with it. It's on my desk here somewhere. But tonight, the new one is this bird that says no more bird art. So
you didn't just do that just now, did you? Not with all that blue.
Not well. I was working on the blue. Yeah, that was what I was. I've been working on is coloring
nice,
that in. So
nice work.
And the hand is giving the bird poison. So,
wow, kind of a dark drawing there.
Well,
put a bird,
you know,
put a bird on it.
This is the Arcad. So, and yeah, we have Salty Santa somewhere. I don't know where that is.
Salty Santa.
I do have that as well to give out, and. Should we do the results of the verses? Because I don't think we're going to break this tie here.
Yeah, I go ahead. I know that I didn't finish in first.
All right. Well, yeah. You know who didn't vote for yours? Your wife.
what did she vote for?
She voted for Christmas Time Is Here.
What?
Christmas Time Is Here and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree are tied. And at one point in time, Christmas Time Is Here was in the lead. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree was in the lead.
And what did my wife vote for? I'm going to have to change her vote.
Christmas Time Is Here. She voted for that. So 27 to 27 is the total on that. I wasn't too far behind with 20 votes.
I'll be home
for Christmas.
I must say right now, I don't think a lot of people listen to the podcast, because if they would have listened to the podcast and heard why you picked that song, I think you would have won.
Well,
don't start, Jack.
I'm just saying.
Are you shitting me?
I'm just saying.
Well, people voted for who they wanted to.
Jack, you make a terrible, like, awful.
Hey, still got more picks. Still got more picks than ET.
The worst you can do is just stand by your decision and don't start pandering.
Hey, I'm gonna stand by my decision because, like I've said.
When did Jack become a Patriots fan?
My song, my song in 10 years will still be playing. While the other ones will be, there'll be something about them they can't play anymore. So
I doubt that. Christmas Wrapping, which was Jack's pick, has 7, and those 7 people, as Chris said,
7
are banned now.
Banned.
So.
Even, the worst part about it is that the shopping plaza in where I work has an outdoor audio system. And I've heard that fucking song like 10 times since last week.
At least it's a cool song to listen to.
Jack,
since you said shopping plaza, I wondered if you have heard of this story. I was listening to a podcast that I listened to, 99% Invisible. And I think Matt listens to it too sometimes.
No,
I'm not sure.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I listen to the Invisible part.
Well, the Providence Shopping Mall, apparently it's this ugly, modern-esque shopping mall that was built years ago. And this guy...
Providence, Rhode Island?
Yeah.
I used to work there.
Okay. Well, apparently there's a secret room that was built in that shopping mall. That it was an architectural like mistake, and the guy who, what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the thought that, never mind. Go ahead.
Okay.
Secret room.
There's a secret room. Like, but
it's cold outside room. Oh.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting podcast. It's only like, they're all of them are all half hour long, but this guy,
wait, who could do a fucking podcast that's only a half hour long?
Well, what's the point? He does them on little interesting stories that just no one would think about to report on. And this guy, and you get stories from around the country that are just interesting, and interviews these people that have these stories. And so what happened was it was another part of Rhode Island that wasn't developed where this guy lived. And back then, when shopping malls were becoming popular and really were going up everywhere, this development company bought his house, and they just demolished it. But his running path was by this mall while it was being built, and he kept looking at the architecture that was going up and noticing, like, there's this weird spot in the middle of all this construction that just looks funny. So after it was done, he went to try to find that room, and sure enough, he found it, and it was just an empty room. And what he decided to do...
Was it Al Capone's vault?
Pretty much. But this is where it gets interesting, because they bought his property, well, took his property, tore it down. And so what he decided to do was he went in this room and lived there for 4 years. And built a condo or an apartment inside this 800 square foot area that was not occupied by the mall, because it was just a leftover space.
Did they know he was in there?
No, no one ever knew he was in there.
I wonder if he got free Wi-Fi.
Not at, I don't think it was this before internet.
Oh, okay.
Free or maybe it was in the 90s. Free electricity. Free electric, I just thought it was a fascinating story. Because he bought everything that was inside of it. He bought it at the mall.
Did he ever,
live there?
Did he ever get out? How did he get out without people seeing?
So what happened was he had a rule, like him and the other people that helped him kind of like decorate it. It was their rule, like only these 8 people would ever know about it. And he said
how do 8 people keep a secret?
They did, though. He said they kept a secret. And he said that one day they walked in and noticed that a photo album was missing, though. So someone obviously figured out. And I'm ruining the podcast. But they didn't know. So they but then I think a few months later, he brought a friend. He broke his own rule and brought a friend. And sure enough, as they were showing it, he heard like a walkie-talkie behind the wall. They had taken the photo album to try to identify who lived there. And when I saw his face, they knew who to get.
And so I'm watching it right now. This is unbelievable.
Oh, okay.
So was he taken to mall security and then he couldn't leave?
Sorry, they took him to jail and charged him with trespassing, breaking and entering, like all this stuff. And then as the judge heard the prosecution's case of saying like all this, he threw it out. He's like, no, this isn't a crime. There's no victim here, you know, like, and said, and basically he got off with like a misdemeanor fine of nothing.
Hmm.
And then what else? Oh, but he did have to sign a mall agreement that he's no longer allowed at the mall. And so he hasn't been there in 10 years, I think is what he said time.
Why would you kick a customer out? He bought stuff at the mall, right?
Yeah. Everything in the apartment was stuff he bought at the mall.
So why
he's got like an armoire? It's got he definitely is wheezing some electricity because he's got lights in the TV.
I he pulled a fast one, but still, you're kicking a customer out.
That's true.
Well, nowadays, like this is an Airbnb place.
Yeah,
people play money just to stay inside a mall. I mean,
yeah, and dodge security. Dun 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 dun.
Your mission, so if you choose to accept it.
Yeah, he said that like the one entrance was like against some wall, and he said there was lots of mirrors or a mirror. I listen to Colleen too much. He bought the exact same kind to put right there where the door was, so people would just think, oh, it's just part of the wall. You know, I thought it was a really cool idea.
4 years that nobody noticed he was walking in and out of there.
No, he said because it was one of those malls that was open 24 hours because they had a movie theater in it, so no one thought any different.
Huh. Yeah, I guess it's
one of those movie theaters.
Yeah,
was security right next door?
I know I've shown this on another podcast. I had this other snowflake.
Podcasts you showed on?
I like it.
This one. Well, Nick, it can't be for you. Sorry,
I know.
I'll send you something else real nice.
What's the title of that? Baby, it's cold outside.
No, it's called Salt and Peppa. There's a bonus one on the back. So anyway, I'll give that to someone too. So
yeah, I saw. Go ahead.
No, I'm about to jump into a different story. But you go ahead.
Okay. Well, I saw She and Him in concert last Thursday night.
Oh yeah.
And they did play "Baby It's Cold Outside," which I thought was funny because it was one of the encore songs they did, and she was like, "Okay, we're about to sing a song. It's a little bit controversial right now, but we switched up the roles so." Matt's the rape victim.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
Before you go, I was listening to the song today. I've never really listened to it before, but my wife turns, I told you, and I got my screaming granddaughter, and I'm trying to listen to the song, and I go, maybe I'm just not getting it. Maybe I'm not hearing all the words and the lyrics. I get it's cold outside.
Well, I mean, it was written in the late 40s
Let me jump on this one for a second. I'll jump on the live grenade. Yeah. And I'm going to say that people need to chill the fuck out about this song and stop making an agenda surrounding it, trying to use it as a goddamn pedestal to talk about calling it a rape song or whatever. It's crazy. Yeah. And I recently came across a post that I found that broke it down so perfectly that people need to open their eyes a little bit and stop trying to make the rape theme or rape anthem a reality. I think that people are trying too hard to demonize the song. I want to read this to everybody. So, some guy, I guess he's got a blue check mark on Twitter. I don't know if he's important or whatever. Andrew Rannells.
That means he's official.
Whatever. So this guy says, I don't think any more people could need to record Baby It's Cold Outside. I think we're good there, blah, blah, blah. So somebody responded to him, and his response got posted on one of my friend's pages. And I looked into it, and the thoughts that are behind this are actually well-documented in other posts. But these are the posts you never hear. All you hear about are angry people calling this a rape anthem. But this guy actually responds to it, and I'm going to read his thoughts because he answered it much more calmly and succinctly than I could ever do it. Because I'm just getting it, just I find it really annoying. So, anyways, the response is, "Hi there, former English teacher and nerd here, also a big fan of jazz from the 30s and 40s. So here's the thing: given a cursory glance and applying today's worldview to the song, yes, you're right. It absolutely sounds like a rape anthem, but let's look closer. The quote, 'Hey, what's in this drink?' was a stock joke at the time, and the punchline was invariably that there's actually pretty much nothing in the drink, not even a significant amount of alcohol." Oh, sorry. It says, hang on, sorry. I can't read the post. Sorry.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Has anybody seen
the woman is unchaperoned at a dude's house. In the 1940s, that's the kind of thing good girls aren't supposed to do. And she wants people to think that she's a good girl. Mm-hmm. The woman in the song says outright multiple times that what will other people think of her staying is what she's really concerned about. What, quote, the neighbors might think. My maiden aunt's mind is vicious. There is bound to be talk tomorrow. But she's having a really good time, and she wants to stay. And so she's excusing her uncharacteristically bold behavior, either to the guy or to herself, by blaming it on the drink. Unaware that the drink is actually really weak, maybe not even alcoholic at all. That's the joke. And that's the standard joke that's going on when a woman in media in the early to mid-20th century says, hey, what's in this drink? It's not a joke about how she's drunk and how she's about to be raped. It's a joke about how she's perfectly sober and about to have some awesome consensual sex and use the drink for plausible deniability because she's living in a society where women aren't supposed to have sexual agency. Basically, the song only makes sense in the context of a society in which women are expected to reject men's advances, whether they actually want to or not. And therefore, it's normal and expected for a lady's gentleman companion to pressure her despite her protests because he knows she would have to say that whether or not she meant it. And if she really wants to stay, she won't be able to justify doing so unless he offers her an excuse other than, quote, I'm staying because I want to. That's the main theme, staying because I want to. That's the main theme of the man's lines in the song, suggesting excuses that she can use when people ask her why she spent the night at his house. It was cold out. There were no cabs available. He simply insisted because he wasn't concerned. What?
No Uber?
Yeah, no Uber. He simply insisted because he was concerned about my safety in such an awful weather. It was perfectly innocent and definitely not about sex at all. In this particular case, he's pretty clearly right. Because the woman has a voice and she's using it to give all the culturally understood signals that she actually does want to say, but can't say so. She states explicitly that she's resisting because she's supposed to, not because she wants to. Quote, I ought to say no, no, no. End quote. She states explicitly that she's just putting up a token resistance so she'll be able to claim later that she did what was expected of a decent woman in this situation. Quote, at least I'm going to say that I tried, end quote. And at the end of the song, they're singing together in harmony because they're both on the same page and they have been all along. So it's not actually a song about rape. In fact, it's a song about a woman finding a way to exercise sexual agency in a patriarchal society designed to stop her from doing so. But it's also, at the same time, one of the best illustrations of rape culture that pop culture has ever produced. It's a song about a society where women aren't allowed to say yes, which happens to mean it's also a society where women didn't have a clear and unambiguous way to say no.
All
right. I don't think he wrote all that in a tweet.
No, it was a Facebook quote. No, it actually was. That was a tweet. I think that was a tweet. Yeah, it's definitely a tweet.
I'm reading it. You can put a little link to your page on a tweet, right?
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to point out the Holderness Family version, Baby Just Go Outside, which is also really hilarious. So if anybody wants to Google that, it is
Baby Just Go Outside.
I might freeze to the pole.
But the thing is, I wanted to read that for a couple of reasons. Number one, I absolutely agree with that post. And number two, I never thought of it that way. And I'm guilty of it. I always thought the song was actually kind of creepy. And then I read that article and I was like, holy shit, there's actually a different perspective on this that I never actually cared enough to actually look into. I hate to use the word, it's so innocent.
Yeah. I think that's a problem with a lot of issues today is that people they think of everything in today's context, and you're like, right. You have anything with history, doesn't matter what time period it is, you have to think of what the issues were at the time something was created or done, not about how it is today. Yeah, and
we watch It's a Wonderful Life, it's a yearly thing. Well, there's weird shit that happens in there. I mean, Mr. Gower beats him, you know.
Yeah,
you know, and he promises.
Drunk, crashes his car and almost jumps off a bridge.
But he promises Mr. Gower that he's never going to tell the secret, right? And that was like looked at as okay. It even opens with two angels talking and inviting another angel over, and they're like, you know, they're yelling at him. They're kind of mean to him. They're kind of mean to Clarence, you know. To be fair,
Clarence is kind of he's not.
No, it's just the context of
top notch angel.
it's just the context of how they talked to one another at that time. Right. And you can see it throughout the movie as far as like, you know, just their interactions with just various scenes. I mean, even George doesn't want to settle down and their love scene where, hee-haw, what is it?
Hee-haw.
Yeah, you know, the guy that's like always calling for Mary, but she doesn't want to get in with him. He's like, he's floozing it up in New York. I can't think of the guy's name. I just watched this on Sunday. Anyway. That's his catchphrase. Okay. Hee-haw, how are you? Blah, 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 whatever the guy's name is.
I don't remember it. I'm sorry.
But hee-haw is like his catchphrase.
I get it.
Nick knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen it as well, so I can't tell you the name. But yeah.
I watch it every year, and I can't. I mean, I just watched it on Sunday. But the love scene between Mary and George, you know, he's like actually like kind of shaking her, and he's like, I don't want to settle down, and I don't want to get married, and blah, blah, blah. You know, and he's like really upset.
George just opened up a GoFundMe account. Wouldn't that solve everything? You just got a GoFundMe account.
That's what would have happened today. Yeah.
Yeah. Just say, okay. And then it would be like a 2-minute movie.
Jack, yeah.
They wouldn't have a savings and loan today because corporate banks would rule everything and they wouldn't allow that to exist. I mean, we live in a day and age where basically the villain has won. So.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, Jack, in today's world of remakes, I think you're really hitting on something here with It's a Wonderful Life, the GoFundMe version.
I got beat up! GoFundMe! Mary, we made millions!
Mary! I tweeted something out, we're millionaires!
Hey, there's a bell! Fuck the bell! I don't care, I made millions of dollars! Hey, Mary, it's cool! But
the message, though, is more about like the person is rich who has friends. Mm-hmm. So it's not about money.
My version would be about money.
Yeah. But then it wouldn't. Then it wouldn't be. It's a Wonderful Life. It would be a sad, pitiful life.
No, it'd be like that's the life. That's the life, buddy.
Did you ever see Family Man, Matt? It came out with Nick Cage.
Yes, like, I did. Yeah,
which is basically a remake of it, but it's a more positive kind of throughout the film. Because, you know, It's a Wonderful Life is really sad up until the very end. But I liked the Nick Cage version.
I've seen it. Yeah. You didn't ask me.
Jack, did you see
Family Man? I shouldn't have to beg. I shouldn't have to beg. My problem is you have Jimmy Stewart and Nick Cage. Jimmy Stewart.
Sam Wainwright. That's who I was thinking of. Sam Wainwright.
Glad you got that.
So, anyway.
But it's like I said a few months ago, I was rewatching Cheers. I said, man, could this show be, could you have this show beyond the way it is today? I don't think you could.
No, but there's a difference there. I mean, there's a difference between Cheers.
I know it's in Boston.
No, but like the I guess the point from the Baby It's Cold Outside stuff is that like there was actually no intent.
I get that.
In my opinion, after kind of reflecting after reading all that, in my opinion, I feel like that actually that song has literally zero in bad intent.
But you know what happens? Something gets on social media.
I get it. But the thing with Cheers is that they acted like scumbags. And unfortunately, that scumbag persona wasn't squashed, publicly. It wasn't shunned as it should have been.
Well, because I know it was only a few, 20, 30 years ago, but 20 years ago, but it just was, unfortunately, it was accepted.
It that's the point. It was an accepted thing. And like Sam was a scumbag.
Sam is pretty much Barney from How I Met Your Mother. Mm-hmm. So the character Barney from How I Met Your Mother is Sam.
But he's full on sexually harasses they all do. Rebecca. That's the running joke for like 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to tear the show apart because no,
you're absolutely right.
And MASH is one of my favorite shows of all time. But some of the lines in there,
they're going to look back at us, years in the future, and they're going to say, "Hey, why didn't they deal with sex trafficking? I mean, they're so worried about Baby It's Cold Outside, but sex trafficking is just running rampant."
I've been saying this for 20 plus years. That should be an agenda. But that's I don't want to get political,
political. It's just being decent human beings.
But nobody brings it up. Nobody campaign. You ever
maybe we need a song about it.
Does anyone ever campaign on it? Ever?
No, because they're all there. It's just under the radar.
Yeah, I've been saying I would like to have a politician come out and say that. I'd vote for you. I don't care what else you stand for. If you would come out on that, I would vote for you.
All right. Well, you know, let's pivot a little bit and talk about, I guess, an unfortunate thing like sex trading. What's coming to news now? It's not being very widely popular, publicized, but it's kind of starting to spread a little bit in social media. The story of Syntonia Brown,
right?
Oh yeah.
It's awful.
Like this is crazy. So for those who are listening who aren't familiar with the situation,
I thought it was fake. I Googled it and found out it wasn't. Yeah.
It's got awful horrible.
Syntonia Brown, when she was 16 years old, was forced to sell her body in a sex trafficking situation. She actually had a pimp whose name was Cutthroat with a K.
Nice.
Who abused her for years and then ultimately sold her to a 43-year-old realtor.
Ugh.
And then apparently the realtor guy owned a bunch of guns and always acted very strange around her. And what she did was she actually grabbed one of the guns and killed him and to set her own self free. Now she is facing
60 years, right?
Yeah. 60 years in fucking jail.
Yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, you got that college douchebag.
Yeah.
30 in jail, right?
6 months, yeah.
6 months.
I thought she was already serving her time.
No, but
meanwhile, you have that douchebag, that college douchebag that was let off for raping a chick in college who he's being let off because prison time would actually ruin his life, quote unquote.
The same thing with the Stanford kid.
That's what we're talking about.
No, I thought there was another one. Wasn't there another one?
Well, there is another one.
The sad thing is, yes, you're right. There is another one.
Yeah, and that's the awful thing is that there's multiple, instances of men getting off.
But how is that today still acceptable? How is this still happening?
How are more people upset about baby it's fucking cold outside than not doing something about the real problem, which is
we take on the easy ones. And the tough ones, we go, someone else.
It's the social media keyboard heroes that can sit here and just type all the shit that they want, thinking, oh, blah, 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 this, blah, blah. No, fucking worry about something real.
Right.
Yep.
Totally.
Sorry.
There. Well, we've said it.
Well, I mean, Jack, you know, Jack's been an internet hero, lambasting Rudolph and the horrible atrocities of Santa Claus for years. And then all of a sudden, CNN decides to pick this up as a
Welcome to the party, CNN.
It's like, I mean, it's like you're 10 years too late on this, like, you know? It's like
driving, talking on your cell phone, texting your cell phone. I was way ahead of the curve. And then, of course, Oprah goes, we need to put a stop to this. Thank you, Oprah. Thank you, Oprah. Welcome to the party, Oprah. I've only been talking about it for a couple of years. But I don't get mad. But I don't like to – all those are great causes. I don't want to talk – but I want to talk about the post office. My sister sent a package. She accidentally sent a package she was having come for her husband to us. Cause I go to my wife. I go, what the fuck did you order? What did you order now? I didn't order anything. It's not mine. I go, well, it's not mine. So I open it up. I go, huh? And her husband's name is Scribner. That's her last name. I go, huh? Property of Terry Scribner. Sorry, I go, so I text my sister. She goes, oh, I must have sent that to you by mistake. So I have to go mail that off, plus a bunch of Christmas cards, and another package we're sending to my niece who's having a baby.
So by the way, are any of these packages related to the new Clint Eastwood movie Mule?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's based. Mule is based off of Jack's life.
Okay.
I think I age as well as Clint Eastwood. To be fair, he's like in his 80s, though, right? He probably still kicked my ass, so I'm just being quiet. And speaking of, Sandra Locke died today.
Oh,
His longtime girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah, our former girlfriend. Yeah. Anyway, you could tell because she was in all of his movies.
It's 7:11 or 10:11, you guys. We started at about – we got about 10 minutes for an hour. So, then you want to get to the email so we can let Chris –
No, I'm not done with my post office story.
I thought you were. I'm sorry, Jack. Did I interrupt you for once, Jack? I'm sorry.
You know, it's. I don't
did
like
you,
it.
Did you cut in line?
I don't like it. I think I might have to leave. Anyway, so I'm standing in line, and I got there just in time. I planned it perfectly because, well, I had to take my – I went with my daughter to take her my granddaughter to the – and she had to get shots. Guess who had to hold her down because my daughter wouldn't do it. I had to do it.
You know your granddaughter's going to remember you for that, though.
She will. She was looking at me like, you're a dick. So I get to the post office. I get my stuff. I'm standing in line. And this lady in front of me with her husband is just bitching and complaining how long it's taken. And it's a small post office. I didn't see any guy walk by with packages and just drop them on the counter. But they have two windows. One window, the printer's not working. So the guy's trying to fix the printer. The other one, they opened up a separate thing to get people in. They were doing the best they could in the situation. And she's just bitching. I'm like going, it really ain't that bad. I'm the first one to bitch. So she's complaining about how long it's taken. So she gets up to the window, and what does she do? Takes for fucking ever. She's talk. I want to say, hey, fucking Chatty Cathy, shut the fuck up. You were just complaining about how long the line's taking. She's like those fucking people at the airport that are bitching, I got to get my flight. This flight's late. And then once they cross that door into the plane, it's like, oh, time stops. I got all day long to sit down and find a place for my package and all the, my luggage and stuff. Anyway, people are stupid. They're just dumb.
You know, Jack, never go to the drive-thru, Jack. They fuck you at the drive-thru.
But it's a good book. I said, you just sat there and bitched about how long it was taking.
People love to bitch about the post office.
She was the problem. Nobody was taking cuts. Everybody waited their turn.
I had a specific issue with a certain customer her package arrived at the destination. I saw the tracking, I looked it over. But anyway, I never heard from this customer at all until December 5th. She emails me out of the blue. And she's like, my package never arrived. I have emailed you several times about this. I need a full refund right now. And I was like, what the fuck is up with this shit? So I look over the tracking and all of a sudden it says the same day that she emails me that there has been a return to sender issued. And I'm like, well, this is awfully damn suspicious. So, you know, I just was like, you know, I'm sorry, but I can't issue you a refund until I receive this package back. Like, it's just, you know, I have no idea, you know, what's going on. I have no idea if she, because for all intents and purposes, the tracking said that she did receive the package and then it was refused and returned to us. So
she ordered it, but then realized she didn't want it.
Something like that. She emailed back a whole, like, another retort of like, the USPS is awful. Do not trust. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, Jesus, this isn't a conspiracy theory here, okay? Like, we've been using them all year. We use them for a lot of stuff. You're the first person. You're the actual first person that's had an issue. So anyway, I just received the box back today, finally, from, it was, you know, marked return to sender. And lo and behold, I think she put the wrong unit number on her fucking, like, order. Like, on the order itself, she was the one that put the wrong unit number. We didn't do anything wrong. The USPS didn't do anything wrong. The only thing that they did wrong is they couldn't find her number because she put the wrong number. And then when it didn't work out, she sent it back to us, immediately wanting her money back. So I issued her a full refund. I was polite. I said, I'm sorry, but you're
sorry,
the first.
You're stupid.
Yeah, I did it in so many nice niceties in my email. I hope to never hear from her again. Honestly, like, don't need your customer.
I'll tell you some fruit for thought about the Postal Service, though, and like addresses in general. There's no really, I mean, Zipco was invented for that and Sammy's address. And that's just what we are believed to, but you can put anything that is a location on an envelope or a package. It might take longer, but it will get there. So if I knew the lat long of Chris's new home and wanted to send him a housewarming gift, yeah, or near or something, I could put the lat long of Chris's new home and then send it to Chris, and it would get there. As long as I paid the postage.
By Pony Express?
Yeah. But it'll
I want to try this.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that works for John in Houston, because I didn't know your last name. And I just put John in Houston.
I sent it to you.
I know you did, but it arrived a little bit too late. I had already put it in there. So John in Houston. Your last name is in Houston, so hopefully it arrives.
Oh, John in Houston. I know where. I have drinks with John in Houston all the time.
I mean, his address is on the envelope, but, you know.
I told this. I used to have a customer when I had the mailbox, et cetera, store. She was kind of a shenanigan type person. They owned the motorhome place down the street. She used to take I'd sit there and watch her. She'd take the stamps and she'd cut them diagonally, like a half diagonally, and I go, you know, she goes, oh, you just put half of it on there and it'll go. She would just put half, so she'd get 20 by 20 stamps. You can mail out 40 things. I go, there's no way that's going to come back. She goes, it never comes back. They used to get up fake IDs for the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys, and they would go to all these events and do this fake IDs. They come in and make the copies of it, and I'm like going, and they never got caught.
Okay, well, guess what, listeners? You're getting half stamps from here on out.
And the probability of Jack going to jail for aiding and abetting falsified information, pretty high.
I think it's been a while. I think I'm okay. So I think I'm in the clear. I think I'm in the clear on that one.
I don't know. I think there's a lot bigger lies out there right now.
But this lady was just one. She did all kinds of crazy things like that, but she got away with it.
She's governor in Florida now.
Hey, more power to her.
I kid.
Let's see. I'm looking for the emails. Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. It was Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Oh, Mississippi.
Arkansas.
Yeah. One of those.
Okay.
Emails.
You got the Matt thing, right? Matt, I got you. I give you Matt's address.
Yes, Matt, you are getting Dino Santo Dinos or whatever we named him.
I'm gonna try and read these, but I have my contact in, so it makes it really hard to read up close. I'm trying to read with my right eye because my left eye has the contact. My right eye does not have a contact. So anyway, this one's from Maggie Mac. Hey guys, do I get a drawing for sending this in this email? Fuck yeah.
That's it? What?
Maggie. Maggie. Where's the fucking effort?
Well, she sent an email and
that's the $1 Bob, you know, of emails. I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly. That send her that one.
Go ahead, Matt.
No. I guess I'll. You know what? I have a little scribble that I made right here. Maggie, you can get this little thing. So if you can read that, you're either alien or, yeah, I don't know. So
I'll send you her address.
You can have this one, Maggie.
But I think we need to stop right now. It has to be from this point on. It has to be a real email.
A contributing email.
Yes. All right. So we all in agreement on that?
Yes.
Agreed. Okay.
But you can get the small, tiny one.
This one's from Joanne with a plan. Jack, Chris, Nick, and Matt. Oh, you happy with that order, Nick? You're third.
Yeah. What was the order again?
Jack, Chris, Nick, and Matt. Matt's last.
That's okay. I joined last.
Okay. So Matt's okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Referring back to Chris's bath and shower concerns when looking for a house, one of the first things I do when I have to look for a new place to live is check out the shower. At close to 6 feet tall, the last thing I want to have is a 5 foot, 10-inch shower head.
Oh, I know that one.
That is a showstopper. Okay, I'm doing this pretty good, but I've got to stay in profile.
I wish you could see this. Jack is like reading these emails, not sure if he should trust it. Yeah. Type of look.
Well, I'm reading it. It's just I have to read it this way.
It's like he's like a pirate.
Arr, matey. I can put up with it for a day or two at a hotel, although I have grown to love the shower heads in some hotels that are on the ceiling. I've seen those. And they're in Europe, where some hotels only have shower one. Yuck. On the flip side, my Singapore hotel was a high shower head, a one for those who like to spray around and then row a little sprayer that provides some massaging.
Hello.
Along the back.
You should go to India, where you might not even have a shower. You just have basically what's the equivalent of a faucet or a spigot, like outside your home. And they give you a bucket and you fill that thing up and you just throw the water over you while you're squatting on the floor.
You know, in Switzerland had, they're not really anything with showers, but they had towel warmers. And I swore I was going to get towel warmers in all our bathrooms. Hmm? I still don't have towel warmers, but it was the greatest thing in the world. You come out of the shower and go, oh, warm towel. Anyway, in non-shower related thoughts, thanks for going to the After Dark explicit show full time. Adult conversation without having to remember which words are allowed and not the right way to go when you're rambling.
I think that's easier for us too.
I think that's fucking true.
It's much easier.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to break out the big guns. You can have the flying piano.
Wow. I haven't seen that one.
Hold on a second. I'm not done yet. You may not like the rest of the email.
Oh.
Okay. Well, never mind then.
And finally, on a personal note, thanks for the NASA call out. I had so much fun. I had so much to do with the Mars landing, which is to say it sure was cool seeing the pictures and being an employee of the agency that does cool things. In fact, I just had my 41st anniversary at NASA. That's very cool. Thanks for your podcast. I look forward to all the Jane Jack productions.
All right. You can also have this, or you can have this spacey landscape too.
Ooh, nice.
So, see, it's your call, Joanne, with the plan.
But we do have some reviews though, Matt.
I know, but she's patron level. I feel like I got to give her the choice. Wow. So she's got it. Joanne with the plan, you have the option here. You have piano with wings flying above the surface of the ground and the sky with some weird kind of crap going on there.
And you'll have to take his word for it because you can't see it.
We are seeing it. Have this, like,
he's showing it to us. Landscape.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think both are nice.
Matt doesn't really do anything half-assed, right? With art, when it comes to art, anyway.
I try to give it my all. I do take a lot into consideration, and some of these are old gems that I do pull out. So they're that's right. I did say pull out.
Yeah,
for your postage.
So what's that, Jack?
Sherry had suggested you get paid for your postage.
No, that's okay, Sherry. Thanks a lot, though. So
you just use half stamps, dude.
If I made Jack pay for it, he'd go for the cheapest stamp.
I'd be cutting him diagonally.
You would be. So the spacey landscape is kind of more Martian, although there is some greenery in there. The sky is orange, and we've now discovered that it's blue. So you're a call on there, Joanne.
What's that do with Christmas, though? That stamp, that last one.
They're not all Christmas themed.
That's giving me a hard time. All right, so we got that. We also had a retweet from Dennis. So Dennis has got to be in the mix, right?
Okay, Dennis, I think you deserve the snowflakes. If you want to throw a fit about the snowflakes, then you just let me know. But you get snowflakes. It's seasonal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. That's what I was going with that when I said that.
I'd be happy to have it. It's a good one.
I'm sorry. I'll send you something real nice, Nick.
No. I'm just trying to.
That was a plea for attention, Nick.
I was just saying I was trying to put a little sugar on that statement of saying, like, you'll be happy to receive the snowflakes, not I want a piece of art from Matt.
Guys, I'd be really happy if you ever gave me any fucking thing. I don't know, whatever.
I'm listed fifth on there's only four of us.
I'm fifth. I was third on this.
I gave a review in 2007.
I don't have Chris's new email or address actually, so sorry.
Just say Chris in Boston.
Yeah. Just do it.
Just Chris in Boston. Hopefully it gets there. The Chris in Boston.
I sit here by myself.
All right.
All I have is my thermos, my loyal dog.
That's all I need. And my paddle ball.
I'm just going to sit here with my my little, what's it, mini guitar. What is that thing called?
Ukulele.
What should I call my dog? Shithead.
My wife did say that my list of things not to bring up to Jack is very the jerk related.
I didn't start it.
No, I know, but I told Chris that we could get this show done in time as long as we didn't bring up the Chargers.
Yeah.
Dean Spanos, baseball, reffing hockey, anything related to Cindy.
I did tell my wife the other day.
I brought up Cindy.
All right, guys.
Back
if
issues.
You're driving, if yeah. you're driving while listening to this show, you might as well buckle up because it's going to be a long drive.
I love animals. I love our dog's like 16. Our cat, I don't know how old the cat is. We come. I picked her up from work, came home the other day, and found out the dog had pissed on the stairs. We only have carpet in one part of the house, the stairs. I go, are you fucking kidding me? So he's 16. I'm not gonna. I didn't yell at him or anything. So I cleaned it up. I go, fucking A, I'm sick of animals. So I go upstairs. And the cat had thrown up all over our room.
Aww.
So I told my wife, because I never really asked for it. You know, I lost my dog early in the year. So I said, you know what? You even, because we said, I said no more pets once we're done. I said, you even ask for a pet, I'll leave. I will walk out the fucking door.
Wow.
She didn't say anything, so I don't think she cares. But I said, I put my foot down. No more animals. I'm done. Because who ends up taking care of them?
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah. I'm going to see how that goes in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You just got to put your foot down, Matt.
Sure.
No more wire hangers.
Anyway, that's all I got. We got some reviews?
Yes, we do. And this one is from Joanne with a plan.
I sent a review. Where's my picture?
Hey, guys, I read the reviews on the show today. Can I get some artwork?
Can I get an artwork from Matt?
I mean, I would love it.
I would love it.
Hey, I got it, Nick.
Gotcha.
Just do a review with a fake name.
This review is from
you'll get artwork.
Nick from LA.
Hey y'all, this not is related Nick from Pasadena. My mom's scared with a mask. I'm not related to the guy from Tennessee.
Yeah. I don't know how it convey an accent in a in review.
You just have to say, well, you say you're from Tennessee, and that's how we read it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, all right. This review is from Joanne with a plan. I think she made a mistake by sending in an email and review in the same week.
Yeah, that's a rookie mistake. So I don't
spread it out, Joanne.
I'm sorry, Joanne. You don't get two. Yeah.
I did offer two, but...
Except that we definitely just offered her two.
All right, Joanne, you don't get three. You don't get three. We're drawing at least... We put our foot... I'm putting my foot down at two.
Hey guys, I mean, it's only fair. Joanne got two. Can I get one?
I'm here every week. I don't get
y'all.
Y'all. Okay. Title is RCAD Rocks.
Yeah.
The you guys, I read this one with emphasis.
The ever-evolving Ramblecast has emerged in a slightly new After Dark format and is always a winning combination of discussion on life, music, including ukulele intro, sports.
Mini guitar.
My mini guitar ukulele intro.
Nick, someone talked about your ukulele.
Yes.
Hey, guys. They wrote a review about me.
Yeah.
Guys, I got to read this one review. It's about the ukulele.
The mini guitar. She loves the skills.
Did you say, Joanna? Please just draw
me a ukulele, Matt. That's all I want.
I'm gonna fuck
all
that
I
up.
Want for Christmas is a drawing, please. I've been good.
Four guys talk guy stuff to the enjoyment of their listeners.
And to ourselves.
I hate you guys.
Nick, is there any more?
Yes. Second review is John, the UPS guy.
What?
Oh,
okay.
It doesn't have to all be postal.
I know. I do.
Hey, we're diversifying. I think it.
Matt, do you have special privileges at UPS too? Do you just walk the fuck in and drop off your packages there too?
No, they pick it the fuck up.
Okay.
Next week, like FedEx. Don't worry.
Are you first on the route? Do they come first? We gotta get there. That guy's gonna bitch.
No, he usually gets there at 4, sometimes 4:20.
Okay, all right.
I know UPS 4:20.
And yes. Shout out to my UPS guy though. We always talk football. So and good luck to him in the playoffs for fantasy because he was number one in the this year. So rooting for you. Anyway, go ahead. Read your review.
As a longtime listener from the Lost Podcast days, the Ramblecast After Dark is now my favorite podcast
on
the Jane Jack Podcasting Network. The fellas cover many topics from TV, music, movies, sports, and everything else in this world. This new feed lets the gentlemen express themselves using more explicit language than their regular Ramblecast, and it brings the show to new heights.
Yes!
The hosts are fabulous, especially Jack. Who represents
bullshit.
Who represents the older listeners. I always look forward to the next show because the guys always provide a good laugh and get me through my commute.
Hey, Matt, this is Jack here. I sent in a review.
This happens to be my favorite review so far. So, yeah.
Thanks, John. Is it John, was it? Yeah? John from
John the UPS guy.
Thanks, hopefully, John. Appreciate that, man.
Hopefully you're not in Houston.
I believe it's in California, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right. So, all right. I'm working on something for you, John. I don't know what we can give for you.
You got to make him something nice.
I know. I've been working.
Could it be like a stick figure guy with a mini guitar?
I've been working on this walking kind of thing with these mountains and this reflection.
It's very interesting. Very Pink Floyd.
It is. It's a little psychedelic. I don't know if it's for somebody that works for UPS.
I said he's in California.
That's true. That's true. Except this has been an ongoing one. I've actually been working on this one for the last.
So you're saying you don't want to give it up?
Well, it's not done yet. You know, something.
Just make a banner that just says like DHL sucks.
And if you listen, if you're a listener, if you work for DHL, it's still around DHL.
Not DSL, DHL.
No, DHL. Yeah.
I do have a startup.
Yeah, they are around still.
So. It's all yellow. So
yeah. You need to back that one up a little bit. It's a little blurry.
Oh, that one's called Notepad. Got it.
Yeah.
Like, post-it note, sign it.
All right. I'm working on one for you, John from UPS. And if you're interested in the psychedelic Lostian Island mountain thing, let us know. If not, I'll keep working. So, because Lord knows I got a shit ton of drawings over here. So
we're gonna have to reimburse you. I think we're gonna have to reimburse your postage. This is getting out of control.
I mean, if you really want, I do have the cat that pissed himself. It's really this is the classic, John.
That's awesome.
That's
fantastic.
You know what you should do is you put the logo, the new RCAD logo on it. Yeah. And you have Jay's part of the name where the cat's pissed, and you give that to Nick.
I think I
like the fat cat that pissed himself. I think it's
yeah.
It's very Garfield. I like it.
It is.
I don't remember Garfield.
Hey, Matt, I don't know if you heard me, but I like it.
Hey, Matt, buddy, my best friend, buddy.
Well, you know, maybe
I'll play you a song on my ukulele.
Maybe Crazy Hank. This is Crazy Hank T-shirt worthy there. Yeah,
I think it would sell because people like cats.
Everybody loves cats, and
they love cats
themselves.
Yeah, it's
funny.
I think a cat pissing—that's gold. Send it to me, and I'll put it on there. And we'll see what we make.
Okay, sure. I will do that. I'll scan it in before we send it to John in the brown.
John in the brown. Well, that's it. We're trying to get this show within an hour. I think we got close, didn't we?
A little past, but yeah, we're good.
A little past.
That's what she said.
Done.
Anything else you guys want to do? Anything? Are we going to be back next week for one last show before the end of the year? What do you guys want to do? I'm
with me. Yeah, one more, and then take a week off. Yeah.
Should we do a live Hangouts one then?
I believe so.
That's a very good idea.
Merry fucking Christmas episode.
Great job, Matt. Great fucking job, Matt. That's why you're listed ahead of Nick. Always coming up with the great ideas.
It's alphabetical.
No. Okay. Why is it Chris not Chris?
It might be Alpha.
Oh,
ouch. It's getting ugly. All right, yikes. Guys.
You see a look on Nick's face like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
You better not give me your address. I will hunt you down.
Apparently, I'm the beta male of the group.
I'm more like beta.
I'll just sit over here in my corner.
Alone in my principles.
Sorry if I made you guys feel bad.
Hey, you know what?
While you were ripping on me for 20 minutes.
You did get the run at the end of this episode, and for that, I don't apologize. But anyways.
as long as it's not me.
I just wanted to say there is still time to get Nick a Christmas present, and the way that you do that is go to jayandjack.com/Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
That is our link. I have been using it for a lot of my Christmas needs, especially last minute. Like, oh shit, I need to get my daughter some more things. I got too many Star Wars things for her. Well, anyway, she'll deal. And shout out to my Secret Santa. Thank you for sending me. I meant to mention this earlier, but I started drinking before. I really thought about this, but shout out to my Secret Santa who sent me a Devil's Triangle set.
Nice.
It is an awesome. It came with three shot glasses and a quarter.
Nice.
You make up the rules as you go along. It's really quite inventive.
Speaking of Amazon, have you finished Man in the High Castle yet?
Is that a TV show about? Is that still on?
I don't know. I don't know how I'm gonna do a review on it. It's been 7 months since I've seen it. I don't know.
If you don't interrupt my shout out to my Secret Santa, and thank you for the Star Wars cookbook. That is awesome. You know who was really excited about that?
Anakin Skywalker.
Oh,
a lot of barbecues.
Because it was so chewy.
Is everything burnt? How to burn steak?
No, my kids.
How to burn humans? Okay.
My kids were really excited. They were like, this is awesome. So, and it really will probably get me in the kitchen, which will make my wife happy. So, fun all around.
Are you a good cook?
So thanks a lot, Secret Santa. So
why would that make, if you're a shitty cook, why would that make anybody happy?
Because I don't cook. I clean. It's been a long, long, I don't want to derail this.
Okay. Anyway. I'm just saying, you said it'll make everyone, it'll make my wife happy.
My wife's always happy when I cook. Cause I don't tend to cook a lot. I do a lot of the cleaning. So if she cooks, I always clean.
Hey, the cleaning is the hardest part of the cooking.
I don't know. She spends a lot of time cooking. So, and
I was trying to give you a compliment and you still,
well, she doesn't listen to the show. So I think I'm free and clear there, but you know, who does our patrons and they also buy through Amazon. Make sure that you keep shopping through Amazon or give us a review. Maybe I'll send you some artwork. You can also email us at rcadcast@gmail.com.
How can they become a patron?
I don't know how the fuck they do that.
Go to janejax.com.
Go on to janejax.
There's a button that says become a patron. We thank all our patrons. This time we're going to thank Kat from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter Glaffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with tons of artwork, and Ed, the letter carrier, who has his ongoing socks. He has Christmas socks he posts every day for on his route. So there you go. That's all I got, guys. That's it. That's it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. It was a good week. And see you next week for a live Patrons Hangout.
And we'll let you guys know. And oh, don't forget to go back and listen to Salty AF.
Yes.
Yeah, it is Christmas themed through and through. So great show, guys.
And here's a preview. Jack is really angry.
He's salty. Yeah.
He's very salty in that episode.
No, I thought Matt was the salty one.
He's more bitter than normal. Yeah.
I mean, even Chris showing off his mic is pretty salty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
true. So, was it salty? I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
That's right here.
You guys wanted adult content. That's what you're getting.
Yeah, it was
salty mic. All right, guys, that's all I got.
Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Great show, kids. One in a million. And sit make a drawing, goddammit. All right, guys. Bye.